The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Checked your bucket list lately? Are you ready to take care of item number 7? Listening to the Eric Metaxas Show? Well, welcome! Tune in and then move on to item number 8, skydiving with Chuck Schumer and AOC. Here now is Mr. Completed My Bucket List at age 12, Eric Metaxas!
Folks, welcome back. We're in hour 2, continuing our conversation with Naomi Wolf. So, Naomi, really, this is fascinating that you're doing this reading of the Geneva Bible, and you're picking up some things that really couldn't be more important, frankly, about who God is and what the Bible says about him.
So here's another example. And when you said, you know, he creates someone the way a man and woman want to have a child, that's exactly how the tenor of the relationship is in the original. Like, it's so much more like a love story in which there's hurt feelings on both sides and estrangements on both sides and, you know, joyful reunions, then this kind of like cipher, you know, judging and rejecting, and you need the intermediary to just to be okay with him. That's not it in the original. So another quick example, you know, Moses ascends the mountain. You all know the story, comes back with the 10 commandments. I had no idea that all the assembled nation of Israel witnessed God and heard God.
That's a big one. When I read that on your Substack, I thought this is very interesting because often there are things that we miss. This is something I think most people would miss. So say that again. That's really fascinating.
Sure. Well, but again, it's like what's entered our culture from that moment in Exodus, you know, in paintings, in sermons. It's Moses alone on the mountain. The children of Israel are far away. They're not involved in the story. He talks to God. He comes down with the stone tablets. He breaks them because he's angry. He gets new stone tablets. When a friend said, well, actually, and he's Orthodox, so they know the original, you know, the whole nation, meaning thousands or tens of thousands of people, witnessed God. I'm like, that's nonsense. That can't be in the original. It's in the original. It wasn't just Moses. Everyone there witnessed this. It was a mass revelation, heard his voice, heard a dialogue with Moses. It literally says Moses would speak, then God would speak. They all heard it. They saw the cloud. They heard the lightning, you know, and God said, I want to be present in my person with the people. It was the people who said, this is too much for us, and asked Moses to, you know, be the intermediary. But God is manifesting himself. And also, mistranslation, he doesn't necessarily say, I'm a jealous God visiting the iniquity of the father to the sons unto the third generation. No, El Kone can mean jealous, but it can also mean ardor. Kone can mean strong feeling. I'm a zealous God is how it's translated in Chabad.org.
Well, it's like, but it's jealous, like in the positive sense of jealous. I love you so much that if you turn away from me, you rip my heart out, you know, as opposed to merely angry, violent, jealous or something like that. It's a different.
Well, it's aligned with I passionately want to be close to you, which is consistently his character. I'll throw in another quick one. You know, pop quiz. With whom did Jacob wrestle? The angel. You know this because you read my Substack. I thought it was the angel. I asked my mom. She thought it was the angel. I asked my son.
Well, no, it depends who you talk to. I mean, it says the angel of God, but a lot of over the years, I've heard sermons and things where people say, we think this is a theophany. We think this was actually God himself. It says the angel of God, but it's actually God.
Well, it doesn't say the angel of God. In the Hebrew, it doesn't say the angel of God. It's God. It's God. God wrestles with Jacob. He comes right down and wrestles with Jacob. And And right there, you know, and so when you think, well, what's happening? He's about to meet his brother who swore to kill him. He sent his family and his children across the river to meet his brother. He's scared. He's scared there's going to be a massacre. It's a dark night of the soul. And so God comes down and wrestles with him. The way it reads is to prepare him, to strengthen him, to, you know, to kind of toughen him up for what he's about to go through. But he doesn't send an emissary. It's God. And so this happens again and again.
I have just read, and I do not know where, but within the last week, I have read someplace that whenever it talks about the angel of God in the Old Testament, it's talking about the second person of the Trinity. It's Jesus. It's not God the Father, but it's Jesus. It's a theophany. I don't know where I read that, but now I'm really fascinated. I have to like look back and find out where I found that.
Well, Christians do, I don't want to offend anybody. Christians do understandably, symbolically read backwards, essentially. So when God says, let us make man in our image, it is right. Plural. And many Christians conclude that that's the original Trinity, right? Father, Son, Holy Spirit, that was there, you know, from the beginning. I mean, that's not in the Hebrew Bible. I mean, it just isn't. Maybe it is buried.
What does it say? Why is it plural in the Hebrew Bible, though?
Much debate about this.
Obviously.
Many scholars have debated it. It's really not clear. Who he's talking to. But another example is there are three people who appear to Abraham, and one of them is God in the Hebrew Bible, right? But the way it was taught to me is three angels disguised as people, you know, who say your wife Sarah is going to have a child, even though she's, you know, past childbearing years. One of them is God. But again, Christian theologians read those three as the Trinity. So that's a
some Christian theologians. There's a lot of debate, obviously, there too. But nonetheless, it's fascinating.
That we can
go back and say what does it actually say? So I'm fascinated that you've discovered the Geneva Bible as so faithful on these key points. And what you said about Exodus, that's so fascinating to me. I want to go back and reread those passages.
Right, and I guess the last thing I'll say in our short time is, you know, how did America happen? The King James Version was issued by the state kind of to replace. It's beautiful, right? But it definitely replaces the Geneva Bible with different stresses. And it's less subversive, I would say. But the Geneva Bible allowed the pilgrims to leave the old country, sail across the ocean, believe that they were allowed by God, empowered by God to start a whole new society in the service of God with freedom of conscience. And the Geneva Bible is the founder's Bible. So literally when you read this translation, you really do think, well, you know, I can have freedom of speech because God made me and, you know, I'm empowered. It says right here that I'm empowered to have freedom of conscience to, you know, God told me he would, you know, give me a land to worship him in if I, you know, serve him in alignment with him. So here I am, you know, like, I guess what I'm trying to say is the pilgrims and the founders had such weird courage and weird, a weird sense of entitlement to change the world completely. But if you read the Geneva Bible and the Hebrew original, you see why, because these promises are right there. And the guy who sets it all in motion is so on their side. Right. Or on the side of humanity. I apologize. I'm going to say the guy who set that. I'm sorry.
I think that's John Zmirak's beagle, by the way, coming in on another line. When you talk about this, I mean, I talked about Oz Guinness about this at a recent Socrates in the City event. And I'm just always fascinated at stuff that I've missed. But how the idea of Exodus being really the precursor to the American idea of we will govern ourselves and we will have no king but God. We have to make a covenant directly with God. So we'll have these intermediaries, but they're just there to facilitate a covenant between we, the people, and God. I mean, it's a very radical idea and it's utterly biblical. There's just no question.
Right. It is, but it's even in the original there's even less stress on the intermediary, right? So it's as radical as any translation of the Bible is, the original is even more, more like, how can I put it? Like, you wouldn't have organized religion if you just followed the Hebrew Bible. It doesn't, I mean, you'd have the Ark of the Covenant, right? And you have priests, of course. But basically what it shows over and over is God is right there, you know, when you need him, right? Like, not far away.
I don't need a board of elders. I can go directly to God. That's radical. That's crazy stuff. Naomi, just a delight to talk to you. I'm sorry we're out of time today, but we'll find time again because this is too important to slough off. We will talk to you again. Just so grateful. Thank you, Naomi Wolf.
Thank you so much. Take care.
I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of iconic American brands selling us out to appease radical leftists. But it's not just beer and sneakers. For years, big mobile companies have been dumping millions into leftist causes, and we had to take it because another option didn't exist. Well, now it does. Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, offers dependable nationwide coverage on all three major networks, so you get the best possible service in your area without the woke propaganda pushed by people trying to destroy this country. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, our military veterans, and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Metaxas, M-E-T-A-X-A-S, or call them 978-PATRIOT. Get free activation today with the offer code Metaxas, spelled M-E-T-A-X-A-S. Ask about their coverage guarantee while you're there. That's patriotmobile.com/Metaxas. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. In a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime. You'll see transparent pricing on each coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit legacypminvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. This new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit legacypminvestments.com to get started. You're going to love this free new tool they've added, legacypminvestments.com, legacypminvestments.com. Check it out. Hey there, folks. Welcome back. We have back in the studio my friend Stephen Strang, the editor, the founder of Charisma Magazine and the author of a new book, Spirit-Led Living in an Upside-Down World. Now, Stephen, when we talk about spirit-led living, talking about the Holy Spirit, you and I are familiar with this. We've kind of been in this world for decades. But there are many people who they have a serious Christian faith, but they don't get near this stuff. And for many of us, this journey began with what we call the baptism in the Holy Spirit. So that used to be kind of controversial, but I haven't heard people talk about it recently. And it is, as far as I'm concerned, important to at least introduce, to help people understand that this is a thing. You and I have experienced this. What is it to be baptized in the Holy Spirit?
Well, first of all, the Holy Spirit is part of the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. There are some Christians who think the Godhead is the Father, Son, and the Holy Bible, you know.
Yeah.
But the Holy Spirit was outpoured. First of all, the Old Testament talks about the Spirit of God came on Samson, on David, on different ones. And Jesus breathed the Holy Spirit on his disciples. But when he was crucified, buried, and rose again, and then ascended to heaven a few days later, he said he was going to send a comforter. That comforter was the Holy Spirit. His followers were afraid. I mean, their hero had just been crucified. They went to the upper room, and something happened. And that was The Holy Spirit fell. We now call it the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Now, over the years, it kind of went into disuse, over the centuries, I should say. And the cessationist thing is actually a relatively recent phenomenon, looking back to say, why weren't the gifts and all this operating over the years? Well, they must have ceased. You know, it wasn't like a New Testament doctrine that these were going to cease with the last apostle. It was trying to make sense out of what happened historically. But in the 1800s, there was a holiness movement where people were seeking to be holy. And there was talking about a second work of grace. There were different terms. People were seeking. They started seeking for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. This was the terminology.
But what in the world does that mean? In other words, a lot of people say, hey, I believe in Jesus. I accepted Jesus. I invited him into my heart. What more do I need? And I can understand why somebody would say that. They say, if I invite Jesus into my heart, God lives inside me, I'm done. But when we're talking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, there is this other thing. So how do we parse that? You can be a Christian. Jesus comes and lives inside you, whatever that means, because, you know, a lot of people don't understand. What does that mean exactly? But then there's this thing called the baptism in the Holy Spirit with evidence of speaking in tongues. A lot of people have had an experience after they were Christians of this thing that we call baptism in the Holy Spirit.
That's exactly right. It's after you become a Christian. Occasionally it happens at the same time, but generally people are wanting a deeper walk with God and a power comes on them, like at the day of Pentecost. And usually it's emotional. Usually it's accompanied by worshiping Jesus. In the home group that meets in my home a week ago, we prayed for the baptism of the Holy Spirit for several of the members of the group that hadn't, and there was a time of worship. It was inviting the Holy Spirit. Sometimes you say, come, Holy Spirit. And usually people speak in tongues. And speaking tongues is we call it a prayer language sometimes. It's speaking in a language we don't understand. And the Apostle Paul said that when we pray in this language, it's the Spirit praying through us with groanings too deep to utter. And I've had experiences where I was really seeking the Lord, generally about some horrendous problem, to where I didn't even know how to pray, where you almost want to groan because you just so intently want God to move in this situation. Well, that's praying in the Spirit. Now, the Pentecostals from the early part of the 1900s, they're the ones who gave us some of the language that we use today. Speaking in tongues and so forth. Well, speaking in tongues is a New Testament term. It was the Roman Catholics in the 1960s when there was a great outpouring at first Duquesne and then Notre Dame. They called it the prayer language. And Jack Hayford, my friend and mentor, used to call it a prayer language. And I think that's an easy way, Eric, for people to understand that it's a way that we can pray to God in a way we don't understand. And it's easy. It's easy. You just pray, and the Holy Spirit, and there's a closeness to God that does not happen when you're just reciting a prayer or just praying in your mind.
Well, you know, again, this is not, it's not about making those who haven't experienced this feel like they're less than. It's a beautiful thing. I experienced this about, I guess, 3 months after I came to faith. I was at a charismatic conference on the gifts of the Spirit with Terry Fulham and Lee Buck. And
I knew both of them.
Of course you did. And Lee Buck would do this everywhere. You know, he gathered us and he prayed. And when it happened to me, it's very hard. It's one of those things that's almost like, you know, do you remember when you fell asleep last night? No. Like, by definition, it's like one of those things that at some point something happens and you can't really figure out where was that line. But I suddenly realized that I'm praying in tongues, and which I've done ever since. And it is obviously real to me. In other words, this is not like some weird thing that you do. I've noticed that in times of great stress or in times of amazing worship, it happens naturally. You know, you can do it without doing it audibly. You can sort of do it in your head, in your mind, it's amazing to me that it is real, and that it is something that so many people have experienced. My wife tells the story many, many times of that experience that she had shortly after she came to faith. It just doesn't seem like there are many places you can go these days where they're inviting you to get the baptism in the Holy Spirit.
You're right. There was a period of time in which that's all people talked about. It's been more relegated to home groups or small settings.
Yeah.
I think that there needs to be more of an emphasis on it because it's a wonderful thing. It gives a joy and peace and excitement that doesn't happen any other way. I'm going to hesitate to say this, that I pray in tongues every single day. Let me put it this way. I try to pray in tongues every single day, and I probably forget some. It's a stress reliever, if nothing else. It's like casting your cares on the Lord, knowing that there's something intimate with the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of the Creator of the universe, who is taking time to fellowship with me. And every single person on planet Earth can experience that if they choose to.
Well, it's also, you know, again, there's a mystery to it. And I think that probably many of the contemplatives throughout the centuries have experienced this, but they didn't have words for it. They didn't know what to call it. Sometimes it's been called glossolalia. There are so many people that I have known who've experienced this, and if I hadn't experienced it myself and don't experience it regularly, I wouldn't talk about it. But it's just interesting to me that it's to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. I guess the key is that it's where it talks about Jesus giving them a power that they didn't have before that. When he breathes on them, when the Spirit comes down at Pentecost, you want to say, what happened there? What was that? Why did they need that? They already believed in Jesus. They already believed he rose from the dead. They saw him ascend into heaven. They didn't need to believe anymore. And yet God saw fit to give them this experience, which, again, you kind of want to say, well, what was that? And why did he feel the need to do that? So I just think it's important for us to talk about this. It's a term, the baptism in the Holy Spirit. We've just got a minute left. What else should we talk about related to that?
Well, for me, I grew up in Pentecostal circles. I wanted to receive this experience. And I did at age 11.
Yeah.
And I believe that that gave me a power to be able to withstand all the things that happen when we're teenagers, when we start questioning everything.
Yeah.
I knew it was real.
Yeah.
I knew down here it was real.
Yeah.
And I was able to come back to that when the charismatic movement that you referred to, and it was new and fresh, and people got so excited. They used to make a joke that they needed to lock them up in a closet for a couple of months because they were just so full of joy and Jesus and just witnessing to everybody. And it'd be wonderful to see that again.
Well, it's a joy to speak with you today, folks, for this segment. Nonetheless, happy to have you back, Stephen Strang. Spirit-Led Living in an Upside-Down World, that is the book, brand new, Spirit-Led Living in an Upside-Down World, where you talk about baptism, the Spirit of the Holy Spirit, and other things. Thank you, Stephen Strang.
Thank you, Eric.
Are you tired of not getting a good night's sleep? Well, my friend Mike Lindell has created the perfect solution. He didn't just stop at the pillow. He also created the Giza Dream Bed Sheets. Made from the world's best cotton called Giza, these sheets are ultra soft and breathable, yet extremely durable. And now for a limited time, you can get 50% off the Giza Dream Sheets with prices starting as low as $29.98. These sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors and have a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Take advantage of this amazing offer. Go to MyPillow.com. Metaxas.com and click on the radio podcast square and use promo code Metaxas at checkout. You can also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow 2.0 mattress topper and MyPillow towel sets. Don't wait any longer to get the best sleep of your life. Take advantage of this amazing offer. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square and use promo code Eric at checkout. Don't wait any longer to get the best sleep of your life. Call 800-978-3057 or go to MyPillow.com now and use promo code Eric.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful at lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Just the other night, I was asked that question. Well, the owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And I agree with them. And the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients. Yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. And each one of them helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. That's the point. So approaching from four different angles may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. If you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it'll work for you. It has worked for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. I'm one of them. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference.
Folks, I'm at NRB, and you don't know who's going to show up. It's like, really, I don't know what to compare this to. It's like the old Dean Martin show where he would open the door and there'd be somebody standing that he didn't know who was. It's going to be Dick Cavett, Don Rickles, Foster Brooks. We don't know. In this case, it's my friend Tim Eaton, who's the head of Nutramedics. Tim, welcome to the program.
Hi, Eric. Thank you very much. Good to see you.
You've been here before.
Yes.
Or at least you've been on the program before. Nutramedics, most people who listen to the program know that you guys are a sponsor of the show and that you spell Nutramedics with an X. But some people, you know, they just kind of tune in and they don't know really what Nutramedics is and who you are. And so every now and again, I would like to refresh their memory. So tell my audience how you came to what Nutramedics is and how you came to decide to get into this business.
Well, thanks again for having me on the show today, Eric. And Nutramedics is we're based in Jupiter, Florida, and we manufacture and distribute dietary supplements. Primarily for healthcare professionals, but we also sell to consumers.
Yeah.
And it actually goes back to the 1980s when I was a missionary pilot in the Peruvian Amazon and started learning about medicinal plants from the tribal groups. Learned a lot. Incredible.
So you were a missionary in South America, a pilot, and as a result of your missionary efforts, you learned about the how do we put it? I mean, they have a lot of solutions to our problems through herbs and things that were not known in the West. We're not known in, I was saying, in North America.
Well, many of the plants that we are using were unknown until we brought them out and made them available to our customers and doctors. But there is just an incredible wealth of plants in the Amazon, and even pharmaceutical companies are going to the jungle looking for new plants because a lot of pharmaceuticals are based on plants.
Yeah,
and then they're for the pharmaceutical world they're synthesized or.
Well, I'm a simple person. Every day I take my Nutramedics. I take my vitamin C, my vitamin D, my zinc, my magnesium. Melatonin, and I tell people on this program, if you care about your immune system, you know, you need to take these things, and you need to buy them from Nutramedics.com. Why? Because you guys give half of your profits to missionary activities, to all kinds of good stuff. That's just tremendously generous of you guys.
Well, you know, it's God's company, and we're trying to be good stewards. You know, my wife's here with me today over sitting there. And, you know, we founded the company 30 years ago. So this is our 30th anniversary.
Right.
And, you know, we founded before we even decided what we were going to do for a business. Let's start a business and let's give 50% of the profits to ministries in Peru. And we thought about a Peruvian restaurant. We thought about some kind of an aviation thing in the Bahamas. And we finally landed on medicinal plants from Peru. So before we even began to sell the products, we decided whatever we do, we're going to give away 50%, minimum of 50%.
50%. I just can't believe that's a lot of percent.
Yeah.
That's dramatic.
Well, the God's big. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, but that's beautiful. And that's you know, what if for nowhere, if you guys were equal to other companies, I would say people should shop at Nutramedics. .com, you know, just because of the fact that you give away. So, because there's so many companies, I say this all the time, that when you spend your money with certain companies, you're helping a company that is often at odds with your values. In other words, they're taking their profits and they're doing things with that profit that are at odds with what you would do if you could do it. And that's why I say Nutramedics.com, and I should say use the code ERIC to get 20% off. You guys are dedicated to sharing the good news of Jesus, and you're putting your money where your mouth is. It's a big deal, Tim. I just want to say I'm just grateful for you and for Nutramedics, and it's why I'm proud to have you guys as a sponsor on the program, because there are very few companies that are doing that.
Well, thank you, Eric. You know, and the biggest reward we see is when we hear of people come to know Jesus through using our products, and that does happen. When they start to check out our story, or we
check out the company.
Check out the company, yeah. What we stand for. They ask about our faith. We said, this is what we believe, and God does not want anyone to spend eternity in hell, and we get the opportunity to share our faith. We want to share our faith with whoever will listen. We don't force it down anyone's throat, but there's many opportunities in the business world to do that.
Well, I think what's interesting to me is when you give away 50% of your profits to missionary activities and to all that stuff, people know you really believe this. This is not just some line. This is not just something you say you believe. You actually, obviously, believe this because, you know, when people are giving away money to that extent that you don't need to, nobody's forcing you to, you care about these things. So I want to tell people, visit Nutramedics.com. It's Nutra, N-U-T-R-A, Medics, M-E-D-I-X, Nutramedics.com. Anything you buy there, if you use the code ERIC, you get 20% off, and you're helping support this program. Tim, if we have time, we'll keep talking. But folks, I want to at least let you know about Nutramedics.com. If you use the code ERIC, 20% off. Folks, welcome back. I'm talking to Tim Eaton. He's the head of Nutramedics, one of the sponsors of the program, Nutramedics.com. But the reason Nutramedics is a sponsor of this program is because I believe in the company. I believe in the product. I use the product like crazy, the products, many, many products. But you all give 50% of your profits to missionary activities and so on and so forth. But you are also at the cutting edge of, you know, the medical side of it. You know, you're not doing what's already been done. You're constantly expanding. I went to a doctor in New York City, totally secular doctor, you know, kind of alternative guy, and I mentioned Nutramedics, and he says, oh, that's a good company. I thought, well, there you go. This guy doesn't care about what you do with your profits, but he's telling me, not knowing, you know, where I'm coming from, that this is a good company. Nutramedics.com is a good company. So you just mentioned, you know, is this the sort of thing, how do people, if you don't know enough about, you know, your own health or about health in general, it's one thing to buy, as I do, to get, you know, vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, magnesium, melatonin from Nutrimetics, but you make all of these other formulas. But what do you suggest, that you go to a doctor and ask the doctor, or that can people find out by going to the website or talking to people?
You can go to our website and you can look up our products by category. For instance, blood sugar support,
yeah,
or immune support,
right,
or inflammatory response support.
But how would people really know what they need or how to use it or how much to use it?
Well, I'll give you an example. One of our newest products is called Glucometics. And the development on that started about 5 years ago that I've been working on that. And it is a combination of our best-seller Cemento with another ingredient. And we went right into extensive university-level research, and it was compared to pharmaceuticals. We did extensive toxicity studies, and the research was recently published on Glucometics. There were two research papers published last year. So if you did a search for Glucometics, G-L-U-C-O-M-E-D-I-X, you would be able to pull those up. And it's for blood sugar support, metabolic support, inflammatory response support, immune system support. So we're hearing incredible stories about how from doctors and clients about that particular product as an example. So, you know, our website.
Now, what was the goal when you make something like that? What was your goal? To create something that would help people dealing with diabetic issues?
Well, you know, we have to be very careful with our language. Has to be FDA friendly. So when you use that, we're talking about we have to say blood sugar support.
Right.
So, but a lot of people are dealing with that.
Yeah.
And there's been a huge increase in that since the pandy, as they say. A lot of issues with a weakened immune system.
Right. And but I'm saying, but how would somebody know of all your products what to take, how much to take? How do you figure that out?
Well, for instance, Glucometics is right on the label how much you take. RelaxMedics, which is really great for stress.
Right.
Not being able to sleep well, and the directions on the label tell you how to use it during the day if you're feeling stressed out,
right,
or how to use it at night if you're not able to sleep well.
Can you say what the active ingredients in RelaxMedics are?
Yeah, RelaxMedics is all the Medics products have a core ingredient of Cemento, which once again is our hero product, which has been our number one product now for 23 years. It's a very rare type of cat's claw that has a very long list of benefits, so to speak.
Yeah.
But we have Mood Medics. People that are having issues with their mood, they can follow the label instructions.
But how would somebody know if they're taking too much or if they're mixing too many different things? Do you know what I'm saying? That's where I think...
Well, the label, you can mix a lot of the products together. But if you just follow the label instructions,
right,
you'll do just fine. But even the toxicity research that's been done on a university level shows that the products are not toxic at all.
Right.
So, and it's great with the liquids that we have. All those products I've mentioned are liquids, so you can, you know, a child can take a small dose of it.
Right.
An adult can take a larger dose.
Now,
what is
the magic, so to speak, of the Cemento that you mentioned? This kind of cat's claw. What is
Cemento? Is a very rare type of cat's claw that was first identified by the Western world in the 1970s by some Austrian researchers.
Yeah.
And it was found to have a different chemical makeup than traditional cat's claw. And the rare chemical makeup makes it have more benefits, let's say.
Okay, what is somebody looking for in cat's claw? In other words, why do people take that stuff?
People take it for inflammatory response support, for immune system response support, for blood sugar response or blood sugar support.
Right.
It has a a very long list of advantages to be taking. You know, I take, for instance, Glucomedix every day just to keep all my levels normal. So they those levels of blood sugar, et cetera, stay normal.
Well, people can go to the website. There's tons of information, Nutramedix.com. It's NutraMedix.com, Nutramedix.com. And I want to say again, you guys, I can't believe it. You give 50% of your profits to missions, to the sort of thing that many people listening to this program believe in. So that's a beautiful thing. If you use the code Eric, and why wouldn't you, you get 20% off of everything at Nutramedix.com. Tim, I'm just grateful for what you guys do and for your stopping by today. Good to see you, my friend.
Thank you, Eric. Good to see you, my friend.
Big bright shiny yellow sun, come and watch your children play. They think you're the only.
Hey folks, welcome back. I want to remind everyone that I'm on a road trip. That's what we call it when you travel, a road trip. So I am here in Huntington Beach, California, and I think that's how you pronounce it. And I gotta go to Beverly Hills today, tomorrow I fly to, as my father pronounces it, Albuquerque. The Albuquerque is actually, we would say Albuquerque, but I don't know. Nobody knows how to pronounce Albuquerque. So I'm just going to say Albuquerque, but I'm going to Albuquerque. And on Saturday, I'm speaking at Skip Heitzig's church. I've been there many times. I'm speaking there on Sunday. Then I'm being flown by Graf Zeppelin, I believe, to Portales, New Mexico, for an event in Portales. Now, if you go to my website, ericmetaxas.com, on the schedule, you can see where I'm speaking. And after Portales, New Mexico, first we got Albuquerque, then we got Portales. Then I got to go to Lubbock, Texas, to catch a plane to Dallas to go back to San Diego, because I'm speaking at a TPUSA faith event at El Cajon Church on Monday. Wow. So anyway, lots going on in the schedule. Then next week, I go back to New York. We're going to have some fun stuff in the studio, Albin. Get ready. And then I go to Denver. And then I crawl into a shallow grave. I take a dirt nap, Albin. It's about time. It's about time. I gotta tell you, I've never traveled this much. So I do genuinely ask your prayers, folks, because it's tough. It's tough. So I'm grateful to do everything I do. Very, very grateful. But I ask your prayers because there's so many things going on that I can't possibly talk about here. But one thing we should talk about, I mentioned tomorrow, we're airing a conversation I had with Rabbi Kurt Schneider, Taking Back the Rainbow. We won't get into it right now. All I will tell you is it's a wonderful thing, because as we get into Pride Month, which just maketh me sick, it's just such garbage being shoved down our throats. I want to say that, you know, people can do what they want to do, but do not shove your agenda down my throat or my family's throat. That's when I get annoyed. And you don't want me to get annoyed, because I'm a very cranky person to begin with. So let me say that to celebrate Pride Month, we're talking about how ridiculous it is. And tomorrow we do that for a while with Rabbi Kurt Schneider, who's doing something called Taking Back the Rainbow. You'll see when he when he talks tomorrow. But it's just important that we understand.
Yeah, real quick, the website is takingtherainbowback.com. So you could go there and get a sneak preview of what tomorrow is all about. Okay, and so it's really important.
Yeah. Website is takingtherainbowback.com, takingtherainbowback.com. And I should mention, we're promoting the Real Anthony Fauci movie. Folks, it is free. We need to understand what's happening in this country, in the world. Anthony Fauci is a villain, okay? A Goebbels-level villain. Goebbels with a smile. The Real Anthony Fauci movie.com tells you everything you need to know. It's free, so that's why we're pushing it. The Real Anthony Fauci movie.com. The Real Anthony Fauci movie.com. The Real Anthony Fauci movie.com. When you go there, you'll see all these things. Before we go, let me remind you, support our sponsor, Mike Lindell. Go to mystore.com and mypillow.com and use the code Eric. Mystore.com, you can get almost all of my books, Bonhoeffer posters, a lot of great stuff. Mystore.com, use the code Eric. Mypillow.com, use the code Eric. And thank you for listening to this program.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.